Greetings, friends, and welcome to I Think Speech. I am Hazel Archer Ginsburg, and I was inspired today to continue this theme of fertility. And yeah, the Beltane energies have been very, very strong, although I've been really feeling the reverberations of the eclipse energy also sort of pushing down on my being. But I read this wonderful quote today from Rudolf Steiner that I put out on the blog, where he's talking about the Goethe fairy tale. And so he says, "On the river stands the temple in which the marriage of the young man with the beautiful lily takes place. The marriage with the supersensible. The realization of the free personality is possible in a human soul whose forces have bridged the state of regularity with the divine forces of transformation." So again, this imagery of bringing these polarities together, you know, the spirit and matter, and this possibility of freedom that we have to bridge these things. And that when we do that, then these forces of transformation are there for us. So that really lives in me in an artistic type way. And it's like a song that is ever singing in my soul. Let your union ripen. Let your union deepen. Right? So thinking about these things, letting this idea of union ripen and deepen, I get this, always this picture in my mind's eye is conjured of a sacred grove, you know, just a place of a verdant life force, completely inspired. Spring bloom with all the scent and color and light that brings. You know, and then we can ask ourselves, you know, are you being called? Is this grove, these life forces calling you? Life force to life force, drawing you deeper into the heart of this sacredness? Can you open your senses? Lighting the sights and sounds. Yeah, that beautiful scent just wash over us. Can we reach out and touch the plants filled with life force? And how do they feel? Right? Can you sense the ground beneath your feet? Are who else is there? Are there animals there? Are they making sound? Are they trying to communicate? What is the color of their sound, right? Can we change up our senses? Can we see with our ears? Can we taste with our eyes? Do you feel called to let your body move with the life force of this place? And what does this movement, you know, how does it manifest within you? Through union, we awaken. Through union, we are brazen, right? Get those fires stoked, that life force, that seed of life force inside of you. Feel it being pulled out and growing and prospering. And maybe it starts to resonate to the vibrations around you. Maybe you feel drawn to a certain plant or a bush or a tree or a flower, or maybe you see a fruit. Yeah, a fruit that is filled with the seeds of life force, that it's calling your secret name. It's calling to the life force that's flowing through your blood. And if you feel called, if you dare, maybe you'll pluck that ripe fruit and take it into your hand and savor its texture, its aroma. And if it truly is ripe, and if it is your will, you can take a bite out of this rich life force, the seeds and the flesh of its life force, joining with your life force as your attention expands further to a place of unity with the pure life force energy. In union, we take action. In union, our heart is open. And in this place of unity, what would it be if you could marry yourself? Yeah, I'm still on that track, right? How does life force flow within you? And what parts of yourself would you wed to yourself? What are your strengths and gifts? Who are your allies? What are your tools? Where are your shadows? The parts of you that need some polishing. How can you stand complete and whole unto yourself, knowing yourself in all your parts? So, is there a gesture, a motion, a movement that can integrate self to self? Can you let that flow through your body? How can you create a life that celebrates the life force as an integrated web of energy, integrated and whole, in the harmony of the elements, balanced and blessed? How can you use this season of fertile gifts to become more integrated and whole? Your personal alchemical marriage takes courage, knowledge, and voyage, the self, and integration of life's message. And in this place of unity, what would it be if you could marry your community? What communities are you part of? Call them back. How do they feed you? How do you feed them? How does life force flow and move in exchange between self and community? Call back how they serve you. Call back how they don't serve you. With what tools, with what allies can you serve and heal community? Where is the light? Where is the shadow? And how can you wed your community with love beyond all reason? Is there a gesture, a motion, a movement that can integrate self to community? And can you let that flow through your body? What do you want to wed? What do you want to shed? What will you grow in your seed bed? What are your marriage vows? What are your not alloweds? What power will your wedding arouse? And in this place of unity, what would it be like if you could marry the universe? How do you live in relationship with the world? In relationship with the sum of all communities, all the animals, all the plants, all the rocks and stones and bones of our ancestors? How can you live in sacred marriage with the world? Life force to life force, all connected, married in a circle of life, feeding life, life force feeding life force. How can you nurture and heal the universe as the universe nurtures and holds us? Is there a gesture, a motion, a movement that can integrate self to universe? And how can you let that flow through your body? What mystery is unfolding in the hot fires we are holding? In our hand we are molding a new destiny. Imagine building a nurturing matrix in the heart of the rising phoenix, a mystic union stronger than steel and bricks, a marriage of ethics and frolics. So yeah, here we are in a place of unity, of sacred marriage, self to self, self to community, self to universe, the union of all, of the elements, of life force itself. Can you let that union, that sacred marriage, flow through your body in gesture, movement, dance, and song? One self in union with oneself, one unity together in community, one world united in myself. Do you take yourself to be your true, authentic self? In the presence of the divine and in the witness of this community, do you promise to love yourself with an affirming devotion? Care for yourself with tenderness. Seek to strengthen yourself, comfort and encourage yourself to share the good times and the hard times, integrated and whole. To make your heart a sanctuary of warmth and peace, integrated and whole. And if you do, let your heart say, I do, and be integrated and whole. May this community of faith witness this sacred attunement, integrated and whole, consecrating that sacred marriage of self to self, self to universe, life force to life force. So let the sacred love dance of the divine within begin. Let the wedding of heaven and earth, the bridal feast of the true authentic self, begin. Let the organic betrothal with Mother Earth in wedded bliss begin. Self to self, parts become one. Earth to sky and moon to sun. First fruits, bless this union. Celebrate the gifts that come. I love you.